Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Father, may we be a servant to all. May we go out about our lives not puffed up with pride and prejudice, but with humility and an open heart for all. May we receive the little children in faith that they will grow into mature serving Christians. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. What is the source of conflict? What is the solution? In James 3:13, it says, "Are any of you wise and understanding? Show that your actions are good with a humble lifestyle that comes from wisdom." You know, that's a tough thing to do, is to have a humble lifestyle that comes from wisdom. If you have conflicts in your life, pray for the solution to come into your life. And the solution is quite clear. If you look at verse 7 of James, "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will run away from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you." Isn't that so simple? Submit to God. Run to God. And the devil will run just the opposite. I ask that you give us the strength to endure. Father, we know that there are so many sources of conflict in our lives. We know that this is a very sinful world we live in. But we pray that we do not wallow in the self-pity of sin, but we stand out. We look up. We submit to you as our strength and our guiding light. Give us the strength to go into this world as a little child, full of ambition, full of hope, full of faith. May we look to you for our guidance. And when the evil one tries to attack us, may we put on the full armor of you, Father, to fight off the flaming arrows of envy and anger and jealousy and cravings. May we always look to you. May we submit to you. May we run to you so that the evil one will run in the opposite direction. We claim the victory in the precious name of Jesus. In his name. Amen.